The Islamic Revolution leader highlights the paramount importance of April the 25th parliamentary runoff. Another medical first, Iranian researchers managed to produce a new generation of tissue glue. And the U.S. receives a sharp rebuff from India over Iran. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, good afternoon from Tehran. You're watching JNN English News. Thanks for tuning in. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has underlined the profound significance of April the 25th parliamentary runoff elections. Addressing exemplary workers and officials with the Labor Ministry on Wednesday, the leader said the Iranian people will turn out in droves in Friday's runoff vote, like in the previous round, to prove they are motivated as ever. Ayatollah Khamenei further said people and officials should maintain a close rapport to spur national development and progress. The leader reiterated the enemy seeks to get mileage from the slightest differences of opinion among Iranian authorities and spares no effort to kick up a fuss through propaganda campaigns. Ayatollah Khamenei added arrogant powers are frustrated and hence have resorted to rhetoric and finger-pointing. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad arrived in the western province of Hamadan on Wednesday and received a rapturous welcome from the people there. Addressing folks in the provincial capital of Hamadan, the president thanked the Iranian nation for standing firm behind their nuclear right. He said the Iranian nation favors dialogue but will continue to stand up for its rights in the face of all threats and deceptions. President Ahmadinejad underlined disregard for justice is the root cause of the economic crisis gripping the U.S. and the world. He said the United States seemingly owes some appearance will soon begin to crumble. Iranian researchers have for the first time in the world developed the know-how to produce a new generation of very strong tissue glue using nanotechnology. That, according to President of Shahid Beheshti University of Medical Sciences, Alireza Zali, who added the glue has numerous applications which has astounded world scientists. Yet the glue is a combination of nanoparticles and the smart tissue glue previously produced at the university. He noted the new generation of tissue glue has been used in repairing dogs' trachea and bowels as well as in microscopic surgery of the human arm's nerve system. He said the product has been domestically registered and efforts are underway to get it internationally registered as well. Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency have made a fresh agreement to examine baseless allegations suggesting Tehran has studied how to design nuclear weapons. The announcement was made by IAEA spokeswoman Melissa Fleming. She said an agreement was reached in meetings in Tehran on a process aiming to clarify the alleged studies. IAEA Deputy Director General Oli Hainanen held closed-door talks with Iranian officials in Tehran Monday and Tuesday. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has praised Tehran for its all-out cooperation with Caracas, which, as he stressed, will help Venezuela and the Latin American countries further develop. During a meeting Wednesday in Caracas with Iran's Minister of Industries and Mines, Ali Akbar Mehrabian, Chavez said the American imperialist hegemony is dissatisfied with Tehran-Caracas mutual ties, which, as he added, have brought the Iranian and Venezuelan nations closer together. Chavez also called on Iran to share with Venezuela its scientific and industrial know-how, adding, so far, Iranian experts have assisted his country in establishing tractor and auto manufacturing plants, among many others. India has rejected